The dog is looking at me, wondering why I'm not walking as fast as normal. I spent most of the night in various doctors, both private and normal doctors' surgeries. Obviously, not in the real world, but in my dreams, whilst I was sleeping, I was travelling from doctors to doctors. I'd never actually been in a private doctor's surgery, so in my dream it was a little bit like the lab off Star Trek. But there were more Xboxes. The last few days I've had this strange pain. I don't know if it's a hernia or something. I've been lugging bags of tech around constantly. And it's definitely a weird one, which I will no doubt, if it doesn't sort itself out in a couple of days, find the time to book myself into a real life in the flesh, not so Star Trek-y doctor's surgery. I can find out what it is, but I feel like Hugh Laurie from House. This nibbling, digging pain constantly there, turning me into a bit of a git, if I'm totally honest. A bit snappy and a bit preoccupied. Makes it difficult to concentrate sometimes as well, but that's nothing for me. It's always difficult to concentrate. Mind racing and all that. Oh, I should have rested myself last night instead of eagerly driving out to the United Parcel Service, the UPS depot, the other side of Northampton from me, and picking up boxed apple goodness. Any time you'll hear good and apple in the same sentence. With a MacBook Air, which just got, well, didn't get delivered because I wasn't in, so I went and collected it. I went for the 11-inch MacBook Air with maxed out RAM and processor, sacrificing the little bit of extra, I don't know what little bit extra the 13-inch has, but I thought there's a couple of jobs that I've got coming up where I really, really do not want to be lugging around the 15-inch MacBook Pro, especially as it just quadruples the weight of any bag as soon as I drop it in, and I'm sure this injury is sustained due to that, plus the strap on my very, very loyal and amazing... Oh my God, there's a massive barn gone up in the middle of nowhere. What did they make it out of? Lego. Sorry, distracted. What was I saying? MacBook Air. Oh yeah, the strap on my my North Face Surge backpack, which has been my tech bag for a long time now, and what is starting to tear where you pick it up by the strap to put it on. You probably should use the handle on the top that they supply. A bit of a semi-long distance, move fast, travel light, don't carry much. Assignment may or may not be coming up, and if it, well, it's more likely than not now, that's why I've bought the MacBook. The MacBook Air will be perfect. On taking the iPad out to Africa, there were definitely some things that I missed. I use Spaces a lot. It just enables me to work faster. It was all about workflow. Leave molehills alone. Talking to the dog, sorry. Constantly looking at me weird, she is. I missed being able to right-click and edit HTML, and you know, it doubled up the workload when I was going... When I got back, oh, I went through and I had to add links to some of my blog posts and this, that and the other, which, unless you've got an app for editing HTML and cutting paste left, right and centre, it's a pain in the bum, and you can't multitask as yet on the iPad to do that effectively, so you're writing blog posts in HTML editors, and it's stupid. So how many other reasons do I need to justify buying a what to some is an overpriced piece of tech? I got quite a reasonable discount on it. If you have an NUJ card, incidentally, you get a discount on Apple stuff. But... If I think about all the Macs that I've bought and the fact I still own all of those Macs, and those Macs have a particular... Oh, no, apart from one, which Buddha Magnet owns. So, a bit of recycling there. For me... You got a ball? Bring it back. Come on. For me, it's good coming out with no ball because she always finds one. It's incredible, really. The old G4, still going strong. Obviously, just for very slow processy stuff because it just can't really crunch video or photos that much, especially raw. But it's kind of a kitchen, householdy. You put the rubberized thing over the keyboard and you can use it for recipes and cooking and all the rest of it, even though the iPad is kind of better now because it's very easy to wipe. 15-inch MacBook Pro. MacBook Air does need the old MacBook Air, which I got for a job, is blisteringly slow. Is that the right term? Compared to this 11-inch. This difference is incredible. It does really need a new battery, but that's becoming a CCTV station monitor thing with some experimenting I'm hoping to be doing with some Ycam IP cameras. Got a phenomenal one sat in a box still. Didn't want to put it on the outside of the house, fear of scaring off potential people who are coming to look at the house. You know, how do you explain a big, very funky looking CCTV camera on the outside of the house to someone looking at buying the house in the same sentence as, no crime around here. It's more because I work away from the front door and want to see who's coming up to the front door, but that's just the realm of geeks, really, isn't it? It's not really the kind of thing normal people do, I don't think. Plus, the Ycam, you can actually speak to people through the camera, which is pretty funky. Yes, Mr. Postman, just leave it there, I'll be right down. But I need to put on a robotic voice, really, to do that. So hobbling around this field, regretting not having an early night because I was installing and messing around with the MacBook Air and just turning it on and off, going, wow, it's on, it's off, it's on, it's off. It's solid state drives are not the future, they are now. You have to use them now, really. Come on. And yeah, it's very, very cool. If I manage to edit a few photographs and video on the iPad, I can't wait to see what this does properly. As I wander this sheep poo strewn field, the MacBook Air is sucking up all of my iTunes songs from an external hard drive. I need to speak to Nick Butler, find out how to make the MacBook Air into a portal to the world. He's been talking about using a jungle disk and some other funky networked hard drive systems, which will enable me to just basically access all of my data from anywhere on the road, which is a safer way than putting everything in the cloud, I think, because it's at home and have it in the cloud as well. That three-place system for your data, your backups, your offline backups, and then on your hardware where possible. So, off to Cambridgeshire today to go and measure up the house that we are buying. And I need to see whether or not there's going to be any office space for me, or if I'm going to be relegated into the garden in a shed of some description. Looking at these eco offices that Phil Campbell has been exploring, and some of them are very, very nice, off the grid, full Wi-Fi enably, obviously with my own Wi-Fi, solar powered, the whole shebang. They just look great. I'd probably never ever leave them though. And just walking past a depot which is supplying coal, and everybody looks way too awake. They must be on drugs, can't be on coffee. And yeah, that's the next thing for me. Coffee, Cambridgeshire. I'm going to be a passenger, I think, today, and sit with a laptop, a very small little laptop on my lap, and begin the testing. Hope you're having a lovely, I was going to say weekend, it's Friday, isn't it, today? Have a lovely Friday, whatever you're doing. Hope this hasn't distracted you too much from your commute or wherever you are right now. Take care.